date. You are welcome. On this cold morning, when the weatherman said it's going to be 26, I thought it's going to be warm, but it's so cold. Typical of Cape Town weather. Honorable members, we have an invite from the minister. I thought we should first start with the invite so that if there are people who are interested to attend this, that will give time for AD and his assistants to make transport arrangements for people who may be interested to attend this publication film. My apology, because we've just been told now about this invite, but it's part of our work because it's film and publication, and the deputy minister phoned me to say, please, we invite the portfolio committee members to be part of this. So if there are members who have interest in attending, could contact Eddie so that the transport arrangement could be made. Number two, yesterday it was a refugee day. We are still worried as a portfolio committee with regard to xenophobic attacks that are taking place around the country, and we condemn all that as the portfolio committee, because those people left their countries because of problems that they were faced in their countries and came to this country to venture for greener pastures. And here we have people who are, you know, attacking them. So we totally condemn that, the attack of foreign people in our country. Honorable members, we are dealing with the first item in our agenda is the amendments, consideration of the amendments to the Refugees and Immigration Bill. We have our state law advisor today. We have our parliamentary law advisor again today. We will give the opportunity to the state law advisor to take us through. I'm not sure, state law advisor, which should we first start with the immigration because it's easier.
We can start with the refugees. I don't think there is any issue of simplicity.
Okay, we start there with the refugees. Now there's a B and a C and a D. I don't know which one is that.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, today, Chair, is the consideration of the proposed amendment. And, Chair, the document that are relevant today is the C version, Chair, and the D bill.
The D.
Those are the ones that are relevant for the purposes of this meeting today.
Immigration or
refugees?
Okay, I'm not sure if Advocate John, you wanted to say something before we maybe give the state law advice, but you wanted to say something because I noticed you had your hand up.
Chairperson, I just wanted to confirm what the state law advisor is indicating. It's only the C version and the D bill, and if they can take us through, it's fine. I just wanted to highlight what we discussed last week in the Refugees Amendment Bill, and then they can indicate where it has been amended. And I have gone through it. It hasn't indeed been amended in the necessary places in the book.
Yes, we had a slight amendment, and it was just read to us. I think it will be proper that Advocate Dion go through that before we give the state law advisor a chance to take us through. Advocate Erasmus.
Thanks, Chairperson. In the meeting last time, if we turn to the look at the Refugees Amendment Bill, the drafting that was done last time as well has been effected. If I can take the Honourable Members to page 3 of the D version, that's D30D, on page 3, and obviously it's in line 3, after the word committee to insert the word or any of its subcommittees. That's just in the definition of Status Determination Committee. That has been affected. It reads now Status Determination Committee means the Status Determination Committee or any of its subcommittees contemplated in section 8.2. And the next amendment that we discussed, that where we had to take this down, is to clause 8.2, where we brought the proviso in, and obviously on page 3 in line 43, after section 24, the word, just to insert colon, provided that the Status Determination Committee may establish subcommittees consisting of no less than two members. It's in line, on the D bill, it's now in line 35. Look at line 35 on page 3. There we've included it. There's a semicolon or the colon after 24, and it says provided that the Status Determination Committee may establish subcommittees consisting of no less than two members. And the next amendment, Chair, that was also agreed upon us is the amendment to section 8C, and that is also, it's on page 3 after line, but now it's line 38. We brought in this, it says amendment of section 8C of Act 130 of 1998 because it wasn't there previously, and this is where we brought in the issue of a single member that may sit on the appeal board to hear an appeal. And it's just now the new sub 2. If you read from lines 43 to 46 on page 3, it reads, an appeal contemplated in subsection 1A must be determined by a single member or such number of members of the Refugee Appeals Authority as the chairperson may deem necessary, provided that at least one of such members is legally qualified. And those were the amendments that we discussed and agreed to last time. Just anything else? Thanks, Chairperson.
Is that what we agreed upon last week, Honourable Members? Honourable Lovemore?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, it is. I just want to query, just to understand, that any like consequential amendments that might be necessary. You know, in further, for instance, on page 4, line 15-16, it says, when considering an application for asylum, the Status Determination Committee, and in many cases it talks about the Status Determination Committee. But does that automatically mean it can be any of the subcommittees? And how does it automatically mean? How does it automatically refer back to the fact that subcommittees may be established? Because it's not immediately clear. Thank you, Chair. That's okay.
Thanks, Chair. If you look at the definition of Status Determination Committee, it means the Status Determination Committee or any of its subcommittees, and then it refers you to contemplate in a section 8.2. And obviously, if you go to section 8.2, it is the Status Determination Committee that establishes subcommittees. So if you use the term Status Determination to wherever it means, there might be a subcommittee, but it must be established by the Status Determination Committee.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chair.
Thank you, Advocate. Over to you, State Law Advisor.
Chair, the department has really covered what I was going to say from my <Ireland. laughs> But all I'm going to say, Chair, is that, yes, there is a C version of the bill and a D version of the bill, Chair, according to the parliamentary rules, Chair. And as the committee has accepted, Chair, that all the proposed amendments have been properly captured. Yes, Chair, I've gone through them myself, Chair. The C version reflects an amendment in clause 1, an amendment in clause 3, an amendment in clause 4, and they are properly reflected, Chair, in the D version of the bill. And Chair, yes, I would like to agree with my learned colleague here about the definition of Data Determination Committee, that it does cover any of its subcommittees. So in the bill, or in the future act, Chair, where it says Data Determination Committee, you will always have to have in mind any of your subcommittees as well. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, I think because we are now satisfied with the bill, I will read the report. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs on the Refugees Amendment Bill, B30B2010. Close bracket, National Assembly, Section 75, dated 21st June 2011. The Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs, having considered the subject of the Refugees Amendment Bill, that the bill, National Assembly, Section 75, and proposed of the National Council of Provinces, referred to it and classified by the joint tagging mechanism as a Section 75 bill, reports the bill with amendments B30C-2010, close brackets, the report to be considered. Do we have a mover and a seconder? A mover and a seconder. Honorable Matebe moves. I'm going to call names. Honorable Love Mosta second.
No.
I'm not seconding it. The amendments.
Yeah, I can't second it because we haven't many objections for the bill as a whole.
Okay. Honorable Gam second. Hi. Now you know. Now we're going to. The next bill, which is the immigration. And I think we follow the same procedure. We consider the C and the D. Advocate, please.
Thank you very much, Chairperson and members. Just to take us back, the last meeting that we had, the only issue that was discussed in that specific meeting was clause 13, and it had to deal with the deletion of the words in consultation with the prescribed departments that has been taken out. In other words, we're retaining it in the bill as it is. If I can take the members directly to that page, on page 9 of the D bill, or D version, if regarded that to lines 36, you will see that the words in consultation with the prescribed departments is still in the bill. That was the only major issue that was raised last time. For the rest, we've gone through the bill, and all the amendments have been affected as indicated in the C list, Chairperson. Thank you very much.
Your opinion, State Law Advisor?
Thank you, Chairperson. We concur with the Department Advocate Erasmus, we have looked at the C version, Chairperson, and in particular what Advocate Erasmus is saying, and then we have effected, because the committee projected that in consultation, so we had to look at the C version, and we have effected such a rejection as the amendment is the committee rejected that thing, because the committee wanted to retain in consultation. And then after that, we have checked all the proposed list of amendments that are captured in the C list, and put those into the B, the D version of the bill. So they are all captured in the D version of the bill. So everything, Chairperson, is in order, and it's for the committee to agree with the amendments of the committee. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Secretary Alberto. A member, all what the committee wanted is included in the D version. And I'm sure we are happy with the inclusion of all the others that were proposed by the NCOP. And could I have a mover and a seconder? I must read the report. Honourable members, the report reads as thus. Report of the Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs on the Immigration Amendment Bill, B32B 2010 National Assembly, Section 75, dated 21st June 2011. The Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs, having considered the subject of the Immigration Amendment Bill, B32B 2010 National Assembly, Section 75, and proposed amendments of the National Council of Provinces, referred to it and classified by the joint taking mechanism as a Section 75 bill, reports the bill with amendments B32C 2010. Report to be considered. May I have a mover and a seconder? Madonna Peterson. A seconder? Thank you, honourable members. We are now through with our amendments on the bills. The bills will be sent through. Yes, honourable members.
Do you want to know why we can't support?
No, we don't want to know. We know we've been debating this. We don't want to go back. We don't want to go back again to, you know, all those are debates again. Can we now have the Public Service Commission? Thank you.